Morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 8th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Torsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance of many of the indices we follow on the video, a little bit of a mixed bag. Overall, we saw gold lead the way to the upside, up at 80 basis points there, followed by the S&P 500 up 43 basis points. On the downside, we saw EEM, the iShares Emerging Markets ETF, pull back 80 basis points. We continue to see, for the second day in a row, the Russell 2000 finish in negative territory, while many U.S. equities, well, in this case, we saw the Russell 2000 finish in negative territory, while most U.S. equities were in positive territory. So interesting little tidbit of divergence there. And we also saw crude in negative territory for a second day in a row. But coming on over to the point and figure charts of the S&P 500 with yesterday's action, we saw it hold support here at 4460, reverse back into a column of X's here at 4520. From here, move above 4600, would move it back to a buy signal. And we've actually built a nice level of support there at 4460. Coming over to the chart of gold continuous, although it was the top performing index yesterday that we looked at here on the video, all it really did, it made the chart pretty much unimpacted. At this point, it still sits in a column of X's at 1940. From here, a move back above 1970 would return it to a buy signal. Gold technically still remains on a sell signal here after it broke this triple bottom here at 1900, but it held support at 1890. So 1890 is a pretty good line of demarcation to watch there. And again, a move above 1970 will bring it back to a buy signal. Without many indicator changes or any other changes going on within the rankings from either the asset class groups or Dolly, we want to just dive in to really help whittle a list down of potential actionable names that we could look to if you're looking to do that right now. So we started off with the S&P 100. As always, we're checking off 3, 4, and 5 for fivers so we can look for those high attribute names. In this case, we want to see them be on a buy signal as well as trading in a positive trend. And our last two pieces is we want to look at those stocks that are showing near-term and short-term trends of positive relative strength versus the market, as well as its peers. So we, in those column sections for the market and peer relative strength, we mark off X's. And the last tidbit is we want to look for stocks that are within an actionable range on their 10-week trading band. So we look at minus 50 to 50 in this right-hand box, minus 50 in the left-hand box in the oversold, overbought section. And that actually left us out of S&P 100 names with a pretty short list of 6, and really 3 in particular were ones that we like to look at. So here's the list of 6 names. In most cases, clients are going to know who these folks are. You have AIG, Broadcom, Alphabet, Met, Microsoft, as well as Raytheon. And we picked 3 of these that we liked the best. And 2 of them, we'll explain why we picked them for a particular reason. This first one is going to be American International Group. We actually saw it rally up to a multi-year high in the latter part of March. It's a 5 for 5, ranks 4th in that insurance sector matrix and has a little bit of a yield here of 2%. Broke a spread triple top when it moved to a multi-year high there at 64. Has now reversed into X's with yesterday's action, or pardon me, reversed into O's, pulling back to the middle of that trading band, and weekly momentum has flipped positive. One of the reasons we like this chart is it was able to clear that near-term resistance there at 63. So now with the breakout, returning to a buy signal, clearing that resistance level and pulling back, we're looking at a pretty good reward to risk play there. The next one, somewhat similar, is going to be Broadcom, symbol AVGO. It's a 4 for 5, ranks 5th out of 60 in the semiconductor sector matrix, has a yield north of just shy of 2.75%, has been one of the stronger names within the semiconductor space and hasn't maybe been as volatile as some semiconductors names. I mean, it's not without its volatility, we'll say that, but maybe hasn't been as impacted as others, especially in some of this chop that we've seen over the past 2 to 3 months, although January was a tough month for Broadcom. But it still has maintained 2 consecutive buy signals, broke a spread quadruple top here. You could really just look at that as a triple top there at 608, rallied up to 640, clearing the February rally high at 608 there, and has now pulled back to that 600 level. So old resistance becoming new support here in this particular case. And that's part of why we like AVGOs. We saw it clear a pretty significant level of resistance, near-term resistance, still has some resistance there at 672, that December rally high, but we have nice support that's built in here at 560. 568, as well as at 552, and even further on down to 520. The last stock we'll take a look at is going to be Raytheon Technology, symbol RTX. It's a 3-for-5er, ranks in the top quartile of the aerospace airline sector matrix, has a yield north of 2%. And it still maintains a buy signal. It gave a buy signal back in January when it broke this double top, has continued higher, completed a bullish catapult here when it broke the double top here at 97, fourth consecutive buy signal there at 400. Wasn't able to quite rally and clear the resistance like our last two stocks, or clear that near-term resistance like our last two stocks, but really is a very strong technical picture. And through a lot of this market turbulence has been one that has really never given a sell signal. So still maintains those four consecutive buy signals, is pulling back after a rallying up to 102, sits at 98 on the chart, and you have nice support at 95 as well as at 93, the bullish support line. So three of those stocks that we liked, and their particular pictures. As always, if you have a stock you may be checking out or considering, or a client sort of throws your way and you want to get our opinion on it, more than welcome to. Feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.